an interesting situation come up the other day in therapy. And I jotted it down as an opening monologue because it's something I see a lot of, especially among the kinds of folks who would listen to this program. People who listen to this program are generally trying hard to be good people, good parents, good family members, good spouses, following God. I don't suspect too many of you folks are sitting out there an hour ago thinking to yourself, yeah, you know, I haven't fed them for a couple weeks. Starting to feel pretty neglectful. Why don't we go tune into that shrink guy on the doctor is in and see if he can help me be a better parent? And most of the people who listen to this program are trying hard to be better parents. Well, that puts you in a particular category. That puts a lot of you into a group that is known as the more strict among your family members' social circle. And routinely, somebody will come into my office and say something like, I'm already the strictest parent I know. They don't have unlimited television. We don't buy those games. We supervise who they're with. We have standards regarding prayers at mealtime. We don't allow them to stay up till 11 o'clock. We have rules regarding how our house functions. The message is, I am already standing out as I look over the parenting landscape as a parent that is strict, high standards. Why then am I struggling with my child? Why then is he so challenging, demanding, difficult, unruly, unhappy, argumentative, defiant, weaselly? What's going on here? Now, being the amateur psychologist that you are, and talking to other amateur psychologists, not uncommonly you will hear, well, it may be because you are too strict. That's what it is. Obviously, you can be too strict, you know. And it may be that he's just trying to express a desire for freedom because you're on him constantly. And there's a pretty good chance if you go to a therapist, you could hear that. Especially some of you who are, how shall we say, culturally not in the mainstream. Your children don't watch anywhere near the television others do. They don't have the games. They don't have the video stuff. They don't have the perks, the toys, the goodies, the materialism, and the freedom. So, therefore, your children are rebelling. That's why you're having such a difficult time. Now, by and large, I personally think that perception is nonsense. Here's what I think's going on. You're dealing with two different phenomena. Those of you who are strict in your expectations or your standards. We go to Mass. He is expected to treat his sister right. I don't tolerate back talk. I really have high standards. I don't want back talk. I'm not going to debate you and doubt that your standards are high. I suspect that they are high. But there is a big difference between high standards and authority. Many people who walk into my office have high standards, high expectations. They know how they want it to be. But they don't have authority. The kid can challenge them, and they're not resolute or strong enough or consistent enough to deal with it, to punish him, to follow through. If I ask them, can you tell him please go to the corner? And they'll say, ha! Yeah, right. I look at them and say, well, then you have no authority. On a most basic level, you have no authority. You cannot get a child to cooperate by simply telling him, this is what I want you to do. This is what I expect. So your standards can be as high as all get out. You can look in the top 5% of your expectations regarding the kid's conduct. But if you don't have the authority, then you get frustrated. Because without the authority, it's very difficult to enforce the standards. You look around you and you say, well, a lot of the people I know don't even have the standards. They don't even seem to be aware of what they're allowing. I agree with you. I agree with you totally. You are aware. You do know. But if you don't have the ability to say, you know what, son, it is bedtime now. You need to be in bed, or tomorrow you're going to bed an hour early. I don't want to tell you again. And the child knows you mean that, and it will be done. Then I don't care how high your expectations are. You can't enforce them. So you got the double whammy. On one hand, you look strict to everybody because certain things that you can enforce, like no TV, you enforce. But the day-to-day discipline nitty-gritty of go sit in a chair because you just talk nasty to your sister, you can't enforce because he won't sit in the chair, or he'll argue, or he'll get up, or he'll throw a fit, or he'll defy, or he'll challenge, or he'll debate, or he'll weasel. Expectations are the first step. You have to have the authority to enforce it.